We're talking with Rebecca Newberry, who is the executive director of the Clean Air Coalition of Western New York, and they recently helped put together a letter to the state attorney general concerning the recent decision by EPA to halt the enforcement of various environmental rules. But before we get into that, Rebecca, why don't you just give us a brief introduction? What is the Clean Air Coalition?
Sure. We're an environmental justice organization located in Western New York, and we're membership based. Our members live in communities that are disproportionately impacted by, environmental pollution. Our area of the state is one of the most industrialized, and, our members have to fight every day to make sure that these companies are held accountable, stay within the regulatory framework, and when they don't, they suffer, quality of life issues and health impacts.
Now, several weeks ago, the Federal Environmental Protection Agency said, well, due to the COVID-19 crisis, we're not sure how all these polluting agencies, firms, companies out there will have sufficient staff to monitor, and we don't know if we'll have enough staff, so we're going to leave it up to the, individual counties to sort of just tell us what's going on and make sure there's not any problems. Was that a good decision?
So this is going to harm not just my membership, but, folks across the state. I think, history will show time and time again that when we don't have a strong EPA, when we don't have an EPA that regularly enforces the laws, companies do what they want. And I know that this policy shift is going to result in significant harm for not just my membership, but thousands of people across the state who live next to large polluters.
Are there some specific examples you could point to of, a polluter who one should be worried about at this point?
Yeah, I mean, so we have about 350 regulated facilities in Western New York. And over the past few years, our organization has been very successful in leveraging the EPA's authority when those polluters and those corporations don't follow the law. Just a few years ago, we had a company in Seneca Babcock, which is a neighborhood in the city of Buffalo, that was polluting with it didn't have the proper permits in place. And it took a EPA inspection and an EPA notice of violation to eventually initiate a state action that resulted in an enforcement of that facility and a reduction of pollution in that neighborhood. And I think most notoriously, there's a situation regarding a Coke manufacturer in Tonawanda that was egregious. I mean, it was one of the worst criminal investigations that happened in the country. And EPA led the charge that resulted in a criminal conviction under the Clean Air Act and hazardous waste laws. And actually, in that case, the environmental control manager spent a year in jail. And so, these are things that happen every day where I live and every day where my members live. And the fact that the federal government is saying, despite a pandemic and a health crisis, we're now going to relax protections that not just my members need, but communities across the country need, and rely on for their safety and health. And so that's what's so egregious about this. And that's why we started connecting with other organizations to do something about it.
Now, this is on Thursday, more than 50 organizations signed on to a letter, I believe you helped draft, to the New York State Attorney General, asking her, Tish James, to intervene and to actually bring litigation. So what is your request to the Attorney General, and why did you take this step?
We want the Attorney General to sue the Trump administration over this policy. Federal laws are put in place to protect public health. And given the rate of the COVID-19 pandemic and its impact on New York State, we don't see any other option than her office and hopefully other, attorney generals across the country to take a legal action.
Now, I did happen to get a copy of a letter that the attorney general released yesterday, I believe with about a dozen other state attorney generals, and they sort of wagged their finger at the EPA and said, we really request that you rescind your policy. And in any case, we as state agencies, state attorney generals, will be looking to ensure that these laws are enforced locally. Was her request or the letter, is that adequate to your concerns?
So no, you know, this is a serious suspension of fundamental laws that protect our health and our lives, and has a dangerous impact on New Yorkers. So we need a response, a legal response that equates to that seriousness. We need her office to be stronger, and we need a more robust legal response. And, you know, the Attorney General and Tish James herself has been a huge defender of New Yorkers in the past. She's taken the Trump administration to court numerous times over the past few years and won. And we think this is a good case for her to take that strong of a response again.
Now, this does not appear to be the first time where the Trump administration and EPA seems to be doing perhaps the bidding of the fossil fuel industry and other polluters. Is this part of a pattern with the Trump administration of, you know, not really being a strong enforcer of environmental measures?
I see the Trump administration and shareholders of corporations that have harmed my people using this pandemic as a way of dusting off strategies that they never thought were possible before to benefit them. And, you know, what's left behind are the regular working people, poor people, communities of color that depend on these policies to protect them. And even when these policies are in place, you know, we still have to fight. And so, you know, this is just one more instance of a long, long standing pattern of this administration to decimate the rights of regular working people in this country.
Now, you wrote the letter to the state attorney general. Since it just went out, I assume you're not getting a response yet. Is there anything that our congressional delegation can do, which includes, you know, Chuck Schumer as a Senate minority leader? Obviously, it can be difficult to get both houses to agree, but is there anything we would like to see from our federal officials doing at the moment?
So, you know, the Congress has put forward their own letter. You know, we've been in contact with Congressman Higgins' office. And while we think that that's an important step, the real mechanism for rescinding this policy is an attorney general, a public lawsuit against the administration. And that's where we really need our attorney generals to step up in this country and prioritize the health of people in their constituencies.
Now, I've heard, you know, some of the defenders of the Trump administration say, well, you know, enforcement of the laws is always a matter, you know, somewhat of discretion of an agency. And, you know, this is a very difficult moment in time. Much of the, you know, country is sheltering in place because of the COVID-19 crisis. You know, isn't this a moment perhaps we should cut some slack to these companies?
Well, I mean, the laws are in place to protect people's health. And I think this is the worst possible time to relax foundational environmental protection laws. There was a study that was just released by Harvard that, you know, looked at the implications of air pollution and the rate of infection you know, in COVID-19, and there's a distinct correlation between levels of air pollution and people that live in communities that are disproportionately impacted by air pollution and their death rates. And I think this moment in history, we have a decision as a community and as a nation to figure out who are we prioritizing.
Rebecca, we're basically out of time. We've been talking with Rebecca Newberry from the Clean Air Coalition of Western New York. If people want more information or they want to talk to the legislature about this, where can they go?
Sure. So, you know, you could write to the Attorney General. You know, visit her on our website and you know, write to her. You also can check out our website with more information, and we're at www.cacwny.org.
And this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.